your host, Gio, and this is the LWIM podcast. Today, I have with me a very special guest. I have a regular attendee and now a college student, Chantel Mendoza.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Before we continue, I want to invite every single one of you that are listening to this podcast to visit our website, lwym.org. You will find a bunch of different goodies on it, including our e-magazine, of course, these podcasts, and you can download previous podcasts all for free. They're all free. We don't charge for anything here. We might in the future. No, I'm just kidding. They're all free. And other important articles and things for your spiritual edification that we know will be of benefit for your life. Now, on today's podcast, we want to talk about eating disorders. It's something that, according to the media, according to the newspapers, according to magazines, according to news outlets, you wouldn't think is very commonplace. But it is something that is common amongst our young people. And Chantel, the reason she is here is because she went through an eating disorder. Chantel, explain to us a little bit of how you were falling into this slippery slope. What led you to start not accepting what you ate? And let's start from the very beginning. How did it come about that you were not happy with the way you looked?
Okay, I think it started because I started looking at a lot of magazines and the clothes that they wore, and I liked them. So when I used to go to the stores and I tried some and it didn't fit me, it just got me like super down and I didn't want anything. Like, okay. So then from that beginning, I think it was because of magazines, I started with the eating disorder.
So what was it that you saw in those magazines that led you to think to yourself, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not skinny enough, I'm not attractive enough? It was the clothes.
I think, yeah, because I wanted to wear them and they didn't fit.
They didn't fit. And let me say, for those of you that are listening, Chantel is not overweight. Chantel is not overweight, okay? But it got to the point in your life where you said, I have to do something about this.
Yeah.
And it became, in other words, you became obsessed with it. Is that a correct assessment?
Yeah, I did.
So what did you start doing in order to try to lose the weight?
I just saw that the easiest one, it was just to go to the bathroom and throw everything that I ate.
Everything you ate? Lunch, dinner, breakfast, everything.
Even like candy, chocolate.
Even as something as small as candy and chocolate.
That's insignificant. I remember once too, like, I have this thing with bananas. I don't like them. Mm-hmm. But my dad used to make this really, he still does, really good banana shakes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I just ate them. But I felt like that really made me feel full. Mm-hmm. And I would just go and throw juices too because I didn't want them inside me.
So anything you ate, you just automatically threw it out.
I would just go and throw it out.
What led you to finally make a decision to say, I need to turn this around in my life?
Well, the words that you guys used to talk to me, like, it still does. I remember I came up to you guys and I really opened myself. And you guys, God put the words in your mouth and you guys started talking to me. And that opened my eyes. And the one that really hit me too was I read that if you start throwing up a lot, you could get throat cancer.
Because there's a lot of
chemicals.
There's a lot of nasty chemicals that basically you're throwing back up that can damage your esophagus, if I'm not mistaken. So that was one thing that kind of put a halt to everything and made you think about it. Now, I want everyone that's listening to understand that I didn't make a difference. My wife didn't make a difference. It was the Lord.
Yeah.
The Lord made a difference in your life. And just as a small bit of advice for those of you that might be going through this or know somebody that is going through this, if you understand that maybe a friend or a family member has this sort of disorder, take it to your youth pastor, take it to your parents, and ask them for counsel and advice and talk to the person before anything else. Chantel, I know that in our conversations, and I know that this is extremely sensitive material, and I thank you for sharing this with us. I know it arrived at a point in your life where you didn't want to tell your parents. You didn't want to tell your parents at all. How did it finally feel, and what led you to talk to me or to my wife? What was that like for you? Was it hard? Was it a long time coming? Describe that for us.
Well, I started talking to you guys when I was in sophomore year, ending sophomore year, beginning of 11th. But I started with since freshman, and from that time, I just kept it to myself. And to this point, my parents never found out about my eating disorder. And it's, at the beginning, I have not a really great relationship with them, but now it's better.
Since that time?
No, since that time, I didn't want anything. Talk to them. I would talk to them, but it wasn't the same. So I was like, at the beginning when I started talking to you guys, I saw that I could open and start expressing myself really good and just open and talk to you guys. Mm-hmm. And at one point, it hurt me because then I was like, man, my parents are there and I don't talk to them. But I know that God now is like fits in that and I can talk to my parents and my dad especially understands me. My mom is there, but she's a great support too. And I thank really God, like, he put you guys in my way because you guys have been a great, great help for me.
Thank you. Praise God. So what piece of advice could you give to the young ladies and the young men out there that are listening to us before we conclude this podcast? If they are going through a similar situation of what you're going through now, what would you advise them to do?
Well, first of all, you have, like you guys said, you have to love yourself before anyone can love you. And I know that there are people out there that really care for us and they really love us as who we are. So we don't have to change anything just to make them proud of us and happy and to love us. And God, like, he loves us just the way we are. And if we want to lose some weight, we can always try exercise. Running is the best one. It really helps you to sweat and lose it. And then you can do other stuff like to your legs and stuff like that. And you really lose it really easily instead of like harming your health.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you, Chantal, for being here with us. I appreciate that. Now, for those of you that are not in the vicinity of Miami, Florida, please continue to check our website, lwim.org. Like I said at the beginning of the podcast, you'll find many great goodies there for your spiritual edification. And if you are in the Miami vicinity, please visit us. Our meetings are every single Friday night, beginning at 8 p.m. promptly, and our address is 3175 Southwest 25th Street, Miami, Florida, 33133. If you want to drop us a line, the email address is info@lwim.org, info@lwim.org. For Chantal, I'm Gio, and we will see you next time on the LWIM podcast. May the Lord shine his face upon you.